like fighting with my sister. We still argue all the time. Somehow we always forgive each other, though.
That's the power of the Holy Spirit in you. You can forgive because you've been forgiven. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. I'm sure that you've been hurt by others, either through mean words or painful actions. If they come to you and ask you to forgive them, you should, because God has forgiven you for much more. Through Jesus, God has taken away the consequence of all of our sin, and He asks you to do the same for others. Matthew 6:14 says, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." Our story is called Forgiving Once Again. It was starting to rain. Daisy hated being out in the rain, but she had gotten into a big fight with her older sister before heading outside to walk the dog. They had yelled at each other and called each other names, and she wasn't ready to go back to the house and face her. Daisy didn't know what she was going to say when she did. So she kept walking down the sidewalk. Her dog, Oscar, was getting wet too, but he didn't seem to mind. The further she got from home, the heavier the rain came down. Daisy was getting soaked now and wondered if it had been a good idea to stay out so long. What if she got sick? She'd better turn around and go home. Daisy tugged on Oscar's leash and got him to jog with her back to the house. "Where were you?" her sister Violet asked as soon as she stepped through the door. Was her sister still angry with her? Daisy bit her bottom lip. "We were walking." "You're soaking wet," Violet frowned. "Go take a bath and warm up. I'll deal with Oscar." Daisy handed her the dog's leash and hurried to do as she was told. After a nice warm shower, Daisy dressed in some dry clothes and made her way to the kitchen where she could hear her sister moving about. "Here," Violet set a steaming mug in front of her. "I made you hot chocolate." "Thanks." Daisy put her hands around the mug but didn't sip yet. "You're not mad anymore?" "No," Violet sighed. "I'm sorry. We always fight, and then when something happens, like you go wandering out in the rain, I regret everything I said."
"I regret everything I said, too," Daisy said. "I hate fighting with you."
Violet nodded. "At least we can say we're sorry and forgive each other, and God forgives us, too."
"No matter how many times we fight," Daisy said. "Or what we do," Violet smiled.
"We can always forgive each other and count on God's forgiveness so that we can start over again." So how about you? Do you often get into fights with your siblings or friends? Do you sometimes worry that things have gone too far? Or do you always come back and forgive each other time after time?
God forgives us again and again for the wrong things we do, and that's how He wants us to forgive others.
When you say unkind things to others, tell them you're sorry and trust God to help you forgive them for the hurtful words they said to you. Our key verse is Matthew 6:14.
"For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you."
And our key thought today, forgive again and again.
Hey Zach, how do I know if I'm really a Christian? Sometimes I don't feel like I am.
Hi Carlene, that's a great question. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 16 and 17, Jesus says, "You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit." So He's talking about the effect that a Christian will have. Here's an important thing to consider, though. We're not called to judge who is and who is not a Christian. Our job is to do our best to love one another and also to bear good fruit. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.